got my... When Rich asked me a couple of weeks ago to come up and talk, I said, no, can't do it. But then, and this is the reason why, I choke up. Mary says, remember a verse. I can do all things through God who strengthens me. Please forgive me. First, I'll talk about the move. Some of you might know it, but some might not. Mary and I are moving to Salisbury this coming Tuesday. The kids and grandkids and a few neighbors came in yesterday and moved our boxes, you know, all the little stuff in a trailer and our SUVs and everything else were loaded going to Salisbury. But the movers will come in Tuesday morning and move us down. But we'll not be moving our membership, at least for a while. Rich has already said I can keep it here. Only restriction is I got to attend a service once every 6 months. The spiritual aspect of my life is very uneventful, really. Mary and I both grew up in the Methodist Church. Now, this is the old Methodist Church, not the United Methodist Church. Churches that we went to, she went to church here in Centenary, downtown. And I went in down in Carrboro, North Carolina, which is right next to Chapel Hill, in a little old wood frame building that couldn't get too many people in, but then there weren't very many people in town. So I went there until I was 17, joined the Navy, and then I didn't go to church much anywhere for 4.5 years. Came back home and started going back to that same little wooden church until met Mary. We got married at Centenary, as a matter of fact. And again, we didn't go to church very much during the early days of our marriage. When the kids started coming along, we decided, well, maybe we better start going back to church. So we started going to a church up north of town, again, a Methodist church, and until it got so liberal, we just couldn't stand it anymore. So we left. I forgot to tell you, Mary became a Christian while she was a teenager. She went to a summer camp, which we didn't have when I was a kid. She went to summer camp, church camp, and became a Christian Saturday night at the big meeting where they had burned the cross and all that stuff. I don't know what they do. But she was sort of a marginal Christian then for a long time. But we finally saw the light. I guess it was in the late 60s. I met a guy at work who was, at that time, he was going to Salem Baptist. And every time he saw me, he'd sort of prod me a little bit with a verse or two. And I kept telling him it was all a bunch of hooey. And, but he kept it up. And finally, I saw the light. So I became a Christian on, I don't know the exact date. It was in November 1971. At the Bill Glass Crusade. Anybody here know about that? Okay. Bill was a all-pro defensive end for the old Cleveland Brown football, NFL football team. And he got religion and started crusading, evangelistic crusading, and he was here in Winston from Sunday night through the week to the following Sunday night. He had actually 8 days of a crusade. They don't go that long anymore. They usually last about 3 days. But anyway, on the last night of the crusade, I went forward. So from then on, we were still going to New Hope Methodist. And but from then on, we were more fundamental than the church was. They got more and more liberal, and we got more and more fundamental. We just drifted apart. So finally, we were talked into going to Calvary Baptist. And we joined over there. We were there until it got so big we couldn't stand it anymore. We didn't know anybody. We'd go in the building and felt like total strangers. So we left and went to a smaller church. And later on, she's not here this morning. Okay. Later on, I had knee surgery and got sick while I was in the hospital and couldn't do the physical therapy that was required. And my leg stiffened up on me. So I joined the Y and went to a warm water exercise program down at YWCA on Glade Street just before they moved. So one morning I decided I needed to go in. I don't know why. I never went in early. But on this particular day, I went in early and went down to the pool, walked in, and here's a woman in the pool that I knew. It was Tricia Cube. I was expecting her to be here this morning, but she didn't. Well, we got talking about it. We had known them at Calvary years before this. And we got to talking about church, of course. And she says, well, where are you going to church? And I said, well, we're sort of in between churches right now. And she said, well, why don't you come to our church? I said, where is that? She said, it's Grace Bible Church. I said, well, I know where it is, but maybe I'll come and join you sometime. So the next Sunday, we came to Grace. Came a couple of Sundays. Rich came out to the house and qualified us. So we joined the next Sunday after you came out the second time. And I told him then, I said, now, I want you to know one thing. We're not going to be here every time a door's open. And we haven't been, as everybody knows. I have really grown considerably since we've been at Grace. I don't know whether anybody knows about it. Very few people come, but we have a get together at Panera Bread downtown every Thursday morning. And I've probably grown more spiritually from that than any other one thing. But I guess the only thing left to do is to give you my affirmation of faith. I refer you to Romans, Book of Romans, the second chapter, verse 16. I'll read the last part of the verse. God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my, Paul's, gospel. Now, what is Paul's gospel? You know, he's got it spread throughout Romans through Philemon. So you can't really say, okay, this is Paul's gospel. The whole thing is Paul's gospel. And when I was a kid in the Methodist church, we said an affirmation of faith every Sunday morning. For a long time, I read it out of the hymnal. And then I memorized it. And from then on, I must have said that thing 1,000 times. I don't know. But anyway, it goes like this. If I can get it started. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. This tears me up. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Be warned, you will be judged. He will come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, or the Holy Universal Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting. Amen.